Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
And welcome to the Health Coach Donna Show. I'm Donna Parker, and today my guest is Tammy Dakota. Now, she's a business owner, and she is also does Reiki and lifestyle awareness. Tammy is certified in Usui Holy Fire 2 and Holy Fire 2 Karuna Reiki Master Healer and Teacher. She has a bachelor's degree in human development from Cal State Long Beach. Usui is the most popular vibration of ancient Reiki energy, and Karuna is new. It's discovered in 1992, and it's a higher vibrational energy with multidimensional properties that heals on all levels, physical, emotional, and spiritual. The other thing that she shares is Holy Fire Reiki 2 was discovered in January 2014 and is a refined energy enhancement that creates wholeness through purification, healing, empowerment, and guidance. In addition to her private practice, Tammy is the coordinator of healing programs and services at InSpirit Center for Spiritual Living in Orange County. She enjoys teaching public and private groups and sharing with people how they can heal themselves and others based on energetic principles, meditation, and lifestyle awareness. The interesting thing about Tammy is she's also, before her healing work, I think that, and Tammy and I can talk about this, but all of us seem to have other lives before our healing work, and Tammy is a reputable for her work as crime prevention specialist with Orange County Sheriff's Department in Mission Viejo. She's developed safety programs, including Childhood Watch and workplace violence programs, anti-bullying programs for youth. And she's got a great background. And Tammy, I just want to welcome you to the show today.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
So, Tammy, we're going to talk about Reiki and what is it and the ancient vibration. And I know we talked about three different kinds of Reiki, but can you kind of help people? What is Reiki and how would you describe Reiki?
Okay, Reiki is an energy it's a universal energy that actually supports the body to heal. It's not intended to replace medical treatment, but it's very complementary to it. And I believe before we talk about what Reiki is, I want people to understand that the universe is comprised of an infinite number of energetic fields of varying frequencies, but most commonly we know about kinetic energy, thermal energy, heat energy, et cetera, nuclear energy, ultraviolet sounds. So if we can, I'd like to begin with an experiment and have your listeners join me to channel what we call universal energy for a moment.
That sounds great. Let's do it.
Okay, good, because I think it'll be a good start to this. So if everybody, with your hands clear and your feet on the floor, maybe your hands free on your lap, breathe deeply. Okay, picture and feel a soft, bright light above you and pouring over you. Breathe into this ball of light and let it soak into your pores as you feel your own energy expand into it. Now take your hands and with the palms facing each other close but not touching, see if you can feel the energy flowing between your hands.
it may feel like a heat or a vibration or a tickle or even like a magnetic push, like how when you put two magnets together. This is a good way to feel the universal energy. So just kind of sit with that a moment. And that's what, you know, if you don't feel it now, I invite you to experiment and practice with it later, because you will feel that universal energy. So what I like to do with that is segue into what Reiki is. It's an ancient Japanese practice where people are able to channel universal energies similar to that, but specific energies using Japanese symbols. And I consider it a massage from the inside out, because we channel that energy to you. It goes through us to you to help balance and cleanse your energies.
So what you're saying is, so we just did that lovely little experiment with the light and the energy. And when people put their palms together, for me it kind of feels like a magnet pushing against the energy. So that's what you're saying, is that's kind of tapping into universal energy, right?
Correct.
So now when you're saying Reiki is a kind of a Japanese use of energy, so when you're, and I love it, from like healing from the inside out. So does that mean that when you work with somebody, are you actually seeing symbols? Like, do you learn Japanese symbols of different healing, I don't know what I'm trying to say, like the characters?
Yes, different Japanese characters that are actually symbols that we learn and we draw, and we're attuned to them, attuned or activated to them, so that and the more levels you have, the more symbols you have, so to speak, in your toolbox. And these symbols actually draw in specific universal energies with specific intentions of different types of healing.
So you actually, you know, you learn a whole bunch of different symbols, and then when you're working with somebody, do you see what symbols kind of naturally come to you, or do you go, oh, this person needs this symbol in their healing?
Different people do it differently. I, at the beginning of each session, me personally, I draw and say each symbol so that they're available and are guided as they're needed through the session.
And so are you visualizing, are you seeing the symbols in your mind's eye when you're working on somebody?
Yes, visualizing them, and like I said, we draw them with our hand in space.
Oh,
you know, some
okay.
Some people draw them with their hand, some people only visualize them, some people only say them. I'm kind of I do all three.
Okay. Wow, that's fascinating. Okay, so when you're working with somebody, and do you put your hands, do you kind of glide your hands over their body? Is that what you do?
Different parts of the session require different mechanisms. Like, we open a session with basically opening your aura, and that's the hands above the body to open up your aura to give us access to your energy fields, like your chakras. And at certain points during the sessions, I will put my hands like on the shoulders and on joints and sometimes in the abdomen area with, you know, the client's permission. When I first started doing Reiki 7 or 8 years ago, I would do hands-on, and people would tell me that they really liked the touch of it because it felt so good. So I do a mixture of both.
Oh, fascinating. So,
and I was going to say, I'd like to say one more thing, and that's that to have the hands on the body, I think, helps to, so to speak, trap the energy so that it doesn't escape in the area, you know, between your hand and the body. So that's, I think it's a little bit more intense that way, too.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense, because I've only had it done where people kind of, there was distance between my skin and their skin and their, you know, my skin and their hands. And so, okay, so it, you have Japanese symbols. There are different healing properties in those symbols, and you're kind of moving your energy, and you're working with the person's energy. So, but how does it really work? What does it do?
Okay, well, humans are electromagnetic beings. We survive because of energy exchanges within and outside the body. In fact, our cellular processes are energetic, and the role of energy is basic to our biological processes, the development, growth, and metabolism. So in actuality, people probably don't realize this, but our energetic system is as key to our health as our circulatory and respiratory systems.
Oh, wow.
So when blockages occur in any of these systems, our quality of health is threatened, just like if your respiratory or circulatory system were blocked. So what the Reiki does is it will go in through your chakras and through your system to help remove energies that may have been stored from prior stresses and experiences, to help remove and cleanse your energy, to bring your energy to a sense of balance.
Okay. So you've used the word chakra a couple of times now. Can you just simply describe what is a chakra for somebody who might not know?
Sure. Most people are familiar with the seven chakras that go down the front of the body. You may have seen somebody sitting in a lotus position and they're colored dots to the front of the body.
Uh-huh.
A chakra is a spinning wheel type of a vortex that helps to swirl energy around to keep it moving in and out of our system from every direction, within our body, from outside of our body, in and out of our body. And we actually, like I said, people are familiar with those seven, but we really have over hundreds, and some people say thousands, of chakras throughout our body to keep the energy moving.
Oh,
and
wow.
They also, not only on a physical level do they keep the energy moving to keep our physical selves healthy, but they also affect our emotional issues as well.
So physically and emotionally. Now, you said that what you do when you're sometimes working with somebody is you're going to unblock a chakra in some way, right? Or
correct.
Can you talk a little bit more about that and how that works?
Sure. Like an example of how a blocked chakra might present itself would be if, let's say, someone doesn't speak their truth. They don't. Like they hold back communicating something with somebody, whether it be a loved one or a coworker or a friend. When you block your truth, that blocks areas that are energized by your throat chakra. And so when you hold back from communication, that blocks energy and it holds that energy. So you may end up with a blocked throat chakra that could present itself with frequent throat issues like laryngitis or even thyroid problems, areas that are governed by the throat chakra. Or if it's being, if communication is blocked due to being bullied or loss of control, then the solar plexus, which is the energy center just below the diaphragm, may block and you may have digestive issues result as well.
Wow. So when you work with somebody, you say they have issues with their thyroid or their throat chakra, and you work with somebody, you can help them clear that up?
Yes. Yes, what we do is we're able to open the chakras, and I do what I call a power wash.
Power wash, I like that.
Basically, it's, you know, like power washing that energy with intention. Intention is such a powerful tool for anybody because you're directing the energy to where it goes towards whatever your intention is. But So with intention, we can help to cleanse those chakras. And I wanted to mention that I find it fascinating that humans are, in fact, energetic rainbows. our energetic chakra frequencies mimic the color frequencies in the same order as rainbows. So it's, this to me again points to a universal theme of different energetic frequencies throughout our universe.
So like starting at the crown area, how do the colors run?
The crown chakra is, and that's the seventh chakra, is a violet, kind of a purple color. The third eye, just above the eyebrows and center of the forehead, is a indigo blue, kind of a darker blue. Your throat chakra is a light sky blue. The heart is a green color. The solar plexus is a yellow color, like the sun, so I call it your solar power center.
Mm-hmm.
And the lower abdomen area is your sacral chakra, and that's an orange. And your root chakra is red, which your tailbone area.
So it does, it just follows the colors of the rainbow as well. Do you, when you're working on people, do you see colors? Do you see their chakras or the colors or anything like that? I'm just curious.
Yes, I can. You know, some people can, and I'm fortunate to where I can, and I can see energy flowing. One of the things that I do is I put my hands on the shoulders, and I do what's called an energy flush. And I can mm-hmm. see how the energy is flowing in the body or not, and I can see where there's blockages, and sometimes those come up in colors. And then when I'm replenishing the energy, after clearing the energy, I also visualize the specific colors of energy coming from the universe to help purify and balance the client's energy.
Nice. Is that something that you just see on people all the time, or do you turn it on or turn it off?
I turn it on and turn it off.
I was going to say, that might be a little overwhelming if you're like in a shopping center and then, or a movie theater, and you're picking up everybody's color and energy.
Right. Well, if you think about it, most people pick up other people's energy and they may not even realize it.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I would say if somebody comes into a room or somebody comes and sit next to you, sometimes you can feel good vibes or not so good vibes, you know, depending on what kind of mood they are, even what kind of person they are.
Yeah, and often we don't pay attention to those because we've got that whole internal energetic system in the first place that so many of us, when through childhood and growing up, I think when we're little kids, we're kind of so connected into little energy beings, and then that just kind of gets trained out of us as we get older, and we seem to lose touch with it. So that's so cool that you've been trained, and now you're connected with it.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And that's, I'm probably more sensitive than most people to different energies. But I also know how to turn it off and turn it off and protect myself when needed.
And that's important. Is this something that you've always been able to do, like from childhood? Is it something you've been aware of? Because you've got an interesting background where you were in a whole different field of work. And I was just curious, is this something that you kind of grew up knowing that you were more aware of people's energy, or is it something that you developed over time?
Well, I didn't know. I knew that I was sensitive to people. I mean, I think back on my childhood and things where, you know, other people's emotions and energies affected me. I'm very empathic, and I'm very sensitive to buildings and stuff if I feel comfortable or not in a building, but I never, you know, I never actually knew what it was, but looking back. And then I went to college initially to go to school for physical therapy. So I've always had a healing interest. Then I diverted, and now I came back to it with the Reiki.
Wow, that's really awesome. And it's good you came back because I know that you're really good at it.
Thank you.
So if somebody's thinking about wow, this sounds really cool. And we did give the example of the throat chakra and not speaking your truth and maybe developing throat issues of some sort. But can you give some other examples of what Reiki can help someone with?
Sure. Gosh, just about anything. On its most basic level, Reiki is known as a relaxation energy because in a relaxed state, that's when our body can best heal itself. And stress, in fact, is a large contributor to disease, so reducing stress is always helpful. And different things like deep, restful, peaceful sleep, strengthening the immune system, pain relief, clearing toxins from the body, enhancing relationships, encouraging a deeper self-love, improving confidence, improving the ability to concentrate, releasing blocked and suppressed feelings and emotions, and on a spiritual level, increasing intuition, helping you in the progression of spiritual growth and deepening your connection with your higher self.
Wow. Gosh, that's a huge list. It's kind of like my question that people ask me all the time is, can acupuncture heal and then fill in the blank, you know, X, Y, and Z? And the answer is always yes, because it's just about moving energy. I just move energy using needles and a meridian system, and in Reiki, you're moving energy in a different way. So I think that finding the system that is most supportive for an individual is the best thing to do, and it sounds like Reiki is definitely gives you a lot of areas that someone can gain support with.
Right, and I feel that Reiki is actually complementary to the acupuncture because you do, like you said, work with the meridians, and we work more with the chakras and stuff, and it's just a really good cleansing and balancing of energy.
Yeah, I like that idea because I do have some other Reiki professionals. I mean, you live in Southern California and I'm in Northern, and I have a couple of Reiki people in my office who I find that can be very helpful with my patients. And I always encourage people to try different modalities of moving their energy because sometimes you need different ones at different times in your life.
And absolutely.
Yeah. Not always like one size fits all, but I always tell people, you know, give it a try because maybe right now you could use a little bit of chakra cleansing. So it's always good. We're talking to Tammy Dakota about Reiki and lifestyle awareness. You're listening to the Health Coach Donna Show, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Find a clear path to a vibrant life and finally feel happy in your body. A clear path to a vibrant life. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a step-by-step guide that works, a guide that fits into your lifestyle. Donna Parker's book, A Clear Path to a Vibrant Life, is that guide. It's easy and it lasts. You can start to be happy in your body in just 7 short weeks. So get your copy now. Visit aclearpathtoavibrantlife.com or call 510-393-6225. That's 510-393-6225.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Clear the Way, a 30-day program to detox not only your body but your thoughts and emotions as well. A team of experts will help you with a specialized, complete program. You'll get everything you need to succeed. Coaching sessions, a full array of supportive nutritional products, all customized to your needs, and even recipes. The Clear the Way program is easy, too. You do it online. So get everything you need to detox your body and your mind. Get a fresh start today. Visit HealthCoachDonna.com. That's HealthCoachDonna.com. Or call 510-393-6225.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
You know, too much sugar is bad for you, but you just crave sugar. Now imagine walking by that sweet shop filled with exotic chocolates or passing by that bakery and not being enticed by the aroma of cookies and cakes sifting through the door. You can do it with the 7-Day Sugar Detox Program. You'll feel energized and maybe even lose weight. So stop the sugar habit once and for all. Free yourself of sugar cravings and do it now. Visit HealthCoachDonna.com to find out more about the 7-Day Sugar Detox Program. Call 510-393-6225.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.
Hi, and welcome back. You're listening to the Health Coach Donna Show, and today I'm talking to Tammy Dakota, and we are talking all things Reiki as well as lifestyle awareness. Now, before we went to break, we were talking about clearing chakras and how Reiki can help in so many areas of your life. Now, what could somebody do to maintain healthy energy on their own? Do you have some tips for people, Tammy?
Oh, yes. That's where the lifestyle awareness comes in, just letting them know. The very basics is the healthy lifestyles. Remember, you want to support the body to perform optimally as a whole and on a cellular level. So I recommend daily meditation. Studies show that even 10 minutes a day is helpful to our health. It doesn't have to be structured, but just sitting in silence with slow, deep breathing and a clear mind. And I know that's hard for some people, but if you start with the intention and focusing on your breath, that helps to clear the mind. And, you know, 10 minutes a day is good, but preferably 30 minutes a day. And if you have a focus on chakra clearing, that's great. And there's lots of great meditations out there that you can do for guided to help you get started. The experiment we did earlier, let the energy pour over you and visualize any areas of darkness or emotional and physical pain in your body. And identify the emotion and source of that pain. Visualize it washing away, because acknowledging those emotions are key to releasing them and letting go. And I do like to let people know to be aware of the stirring that this may cause, because sometimes professional help may be suggested to deal with it and eliminate it. Always you want to get adequate sleep, 7 to 8 hours, preferably 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. to support your body rejuvenation time clock. For example, our liver rejuvenates itself generally between the hours 11 p.m. and 1 a.m., so it's most effective during sleep time. So you want to try and be at a healthy level of sleep during that time as a rule. Nutrition, you know, it affects our energetic processes and our digestion and detox of our bodies. You know, what you put in the engine, it helps, you know, helps or hurts how it runs.
Yeah, that is true.
And I know you know all about that, and high-quality, science-based nutritional supplements, because with our food sources, our stress levels, and the aging processes, we need our bodies on a cellular level needs that support. Exercise, yoga. I find that yoga clients have really good flowing energy. And probably most importantly, that a big key that people often overlook is to be mindful of your thoughts 24/7, because negative thoughts, we are what we think and we become, positive or negative. Consider your environment. What kind of energy do you surround yourself with? The people the music, the TV, the movies, and entertainment. We could go on and on. So,
that is so important. Thank you for bringing that one up.
Yeah, that's a big one that, you know, people usually have ahas when we talk about them, and the relationships and what that might be doing to your energy, again, positive and negative. I also recommend, of course, a Reiki session to establish an energy baseline, and people are surprised at what comes up, what they've been holding on to that can be released for a healthier flow of energy.
Nice.
And then, so it's, yeah, and I also suggest people becoming a practitioner for self-Reiki, especially if they have a chronic or severe health challenges, that they can do it more regularly, and it's more cost-effective, too.
Well, that's great. You know, I want to say, I like that you talked about the sleep times, and that's interesting because that's exactly the times in Chinese medicine that we tell people to sleep, because after 10 p.m. is when the meridians become active that are restoring and rejuvenating and replenishing us. And people who stay up past 11 o'clock at night and get to bed, you know, 11:30, midnight, even later, they just burn out that core energy. And I find that when you're younger, in their 20s, you can do it. But once you hit into your 30s and older, that is really depleting to the body. Don't you find that?
Yeah, absolutely. And what I tell people is to promise yourself and discipline yourself for a week, and to get yourself, you know, if you have to, go to bed at 9 p.m. and start reading a good book of interest to you so that you're asleep by 10 p.m. Do that for a week and see how you feel. It does make a difference. It gives you more energy during the day.
Yeah, it will. And people do resist going to bed early. They want to stay up and watch their favorite show and that sort of thing. But the crazy thing that I point out to them is we're not tied to our TV and our showtimes anymore. We can watch and consume our favorite shows and programs anytime at this point. But gosh, when I was growing up, if, you know, at 8 o'clock on Friday nights, it was the Brady Bunch. And I had to be there or I missed it. But now we can consume things at any time of the day, and it is really important that people choose what they consume. I don't want to watch things that are violent or things that are too sad or things that really bother me, because we have to realize that there is the brain doesn't know that what we're feeling or watching isn't real, and we'll start to produce cortisol and adrenaline and anxiety when we're watching something that's anxious and anxiety provoking.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you choosing media, sleep times, those are very, very good. I wanted to go back to, I wanted to ask you, for meditation, and I love meditating, and I am somebody who goes in and out of it depending on, you know, how quickly I pop out of bed in the morning. And I like to do it in the morning when it's nice and quiet. Are there any particular, I know that I tell people there's probably an app for everything these days. Do you have any one of meditation that is kind of like a chakra clearing that somebody might be able to try or play around with? Do you have any suggestions, or should they just kind of do some searches?
My favorite is actually Doreen Virtue's chakra clearing and balancing. That really speaks to clearing your chakras on all levels, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And I used that one for a few years. I haven't used it for a while, but that's my go-to recommendation.
That is a good suggestion. Doreen Virtue, and so what they could do is just look up Doreen Virtue and chakra clearing. And it's so funny because my guest 2 weeks ago, Michael McGuffey, studied with angel healing with Doreen Virtue back in the beginning of time. Well, we've got to wrap this up, but Tammy, this has been so great. Now, just if you want to reach Tammy and you've got more questions for Tammy, you can go to her website, which is allforyoureiki.com, and Reiki is spelled R-E-I-K-I. And could you tell just briefly, if somebody's looking, maybe they're not in your area, how would they find a Reiki practitioner?
Well, briefly, a wonderful thing about Reiki is that we can do it over distance. I've sent it to the UK and Germany and all over the United States. But what they want to do is just call somebody up and just talk to them and see how they feel about them, you know, how what's coming through to them energetically, and ask them what their experience is related to Reiki and outside of Reiki.
Okay, that is great advice, and also listeners can work with you at a distance. Tammy, thank you so much for being on the show today. It was wonderful, great information, and we will have you back soon. You're listening
thank
to the
you
Health
so
Coach. Go ahead. You're listening to Health Coach Donna's show, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Clear the Way, a 30-day program to detox not only your body, but your thoughts and emotions as well. A team of experts will help you with a specialized, complete program. You'll get everything you need to succeed. Coaching sessions, a full array of supportive nutritional products, all customized to your needs, and even recipes. The Clear the Way program is easy, too. You do it online. So get everything you need to detox your body and your mind. Get a fresh start today. Visit HealthCoachDonna.com. That's HealthCoachDonna.com. Or call
510-393-6225. Hi, and welcome back. You're listening to the Health Coach Donna Show. And gosh, that was a good interview with Tammy. I loved learning about Reiki. Now, next, I want to share with you a bit about one of my other favorite topics, and that is blood sugar levels. Now, I just find the human body is so amazing, and let's talk a little bit about how your body works and how it creates energy and what are some good things for your body for fueling it. So, and eating is what fuels your body because it's going to feed the cells, and that's going to give you the energy that you need to burn and you know, live your life. So, I don't know, well, if you're curious, there are three types of fuel that are used by the body, and that's glucose, fats, and ketones. And glucose is what your body uses when it needs a quick, big push, right? So the pancreas, the liver, and the adrenals are all involved in the blood sugar system. And these organs need to be balanced in order to process sugar properly. So when you eat, insulin is released by the pancreas and facilitates getting the glucose into your cells so that then that produces energy. And if you're interested, that's called ATP, and you might remember that from your anatomy and physiology class if you ever had one of those. But that's as far as I'm going to go into the topic of physiology. Anyway, when you eat sugar and simple carbs are things like beans and fruit and bread, dessert, or even processed foods, if you're going to eat those but you're not eating them with any fat or protein, they cause your body's blood sugar levels to spike up. And I was curious, like, what is the right amount of glucose for the body? And it's really, really tiny. It's only about 1 teaspoon of sugar. So if when you think about, like, how what a small dose that is, when you even look at two slices of bread with lunch, that's going to be 10 times the amount of sugar that your body really needs. And so it quickly adds up throughout the day. So if you're curious about how to figure out how much sugar you're consuming in any particular product, what you can do is look at the label and read the grams of sugar and divide that by 5. And that's going to give you kind of how many teaspoons is in that particular product. So if you're buying any kind of processed food or anything like that, read the labels and get an idea of how many teaspoons of sugar am I eating throughout the day. And I think that the average person should only get about 7 teaspoons per day. That's all your body really needs in a full day. And we're getting way over that in if you're eating any kind of thing that comes out of a package. So start reading your labels. Take the grams of sugar per serving, divide it by 5, and that's going to give you how many teaspoons of sugar you're getting in that one thing. Now, like I said, in today's world, you're getting so many more teaspoons of sugar per day than your body really needs. And what happens is as we eat those sugars and the carbohydrates and the processed foods, your blood sugar levels are going to spike up, and then your body actually kind of goes into survival mode. And that's because we all have caveman DNA, and so over time, what happened is when you're spiking your blood sugar levels, it's like back when 100 years ago when the body was actually going into like a famine was expected. And that would cause your body to store fat for survival. And so when that happens today and your blood sugar level spikes up several times throughout the day, you're going to keep, your body's going to keep holding on to fat going, oh, well, they're loading up. There must be a famine coming. And what happens is it kind of stores fat through the midsection, and that actually is fat along the, around the organs. And that is not a good kind of fat to store. You don't want to be storing fat through your midsection. And so if you're eating carbs throughout the day, it's kind of like kindling on a fire. Your bodies, you need to keep throwing. If you're making a fire with just kindling, and you're going to have to keep throwing kindling on it all day long to keep it fueled. And this is where and how you start sugar cravings. And sugar just, it won't satisfy your appetite. So after you eat something that's got too many teaspoons of sugar in it, or it is a carb or a processed product, and you're not eating the fat or the protein to slow down your insulin response, then what's going to happen is your blood sugars are going to plummet, and then you're going to get hungry again, and you're going to feel like, oh my goodness, I have to eat again. And that's like the kindling, right? You're going to put that on. But what your body's going to start getting triggered is it's going to say, feed me more sugar. And that's what you're going to be craving. And so what do you do about this? Well, we're actually designed to eat fat. And fat is more like the log on the fire. It's slow burning for a long time. It's going to fuel us. It's going to keep us warm. So eating fat will keep your blood sugar levels much more even throughout the day. It's also going to keep you satisfied. And it's going to tell your body, hey, we're safe. We don't have to worry about a famine coming. And so what are some healthy fats? Well, first off, the no fats are don't eat anything with trans fats or a GMO fat like canola oil. Canola is genetically modified unless it's organic. So if you want to use canola, you can use some organic canola. The fats that I like are I use organic butter, coconut oil, I love avocados, olive oil, sesame oil, grapeseed oil, olive oil is not an oil that you want to use at high temperature, but you can use things like sesame seed or if you need a neutral grapeseed oil for a higher temperature, those are good oils to use. Okay, so how do you get off the sugar roller coaster of sugar cravings? Well, first off, here are my basic tips. Stop eating after dinner. Now, in the earlier segment, we talked about going to bed by 10. So you really need to be finished dinner by, at the latest, 7:30. So what happens then is when you stop eating at 7:30 and then you've got a couple of 2 to 3 hours and then you go to bed and you have not eaten in those hours, then you're going to wake up hungry and ready to start your day. And that's a key to getting your metabolism going. And what you want to do is eat within 1 hour of getting up and then make sure that breakfast contains fats and proteins. I've even read something recently to not even eat your carbs in the morning. So no, not even vegetables in the morning. I know a lot of people, I like sauteed, kale with my eggs in the morning. What you want to do is eat some bacon and eggs. Yes, you can eat nitrate-free bacon. Some avocado, and then save the carbs in the form of veggies for your lunch and your dinner. And make sure you eat 3 meals a day, And if you can go without snacks, that's the best thing to do. But don't go more than 4 hours without eating a meal. Now, if you need help, I do have a 5-day program. It's what I use to get rid of my sugar cravings. And you can always look at my 5-day reset program, which is actually on special right now for 2-for-1. So grab a friend and you can reset your body together. And you can always find out about that at healthcoachdonna.com. And you're listening to the Health Coach Donna Show, and we'll be back in just a minute.
You know, too much sugar is bad for you, but you just crave sugar. Now imagine walking by that sweet shop filled with exotic chocolates or passing by that bakery and not being enticed by the aroma of cookies and cakes sifting through the door. You can do it with the 7-day sugar detox program. You'll feel energized and maybe even lose weight. So stop the sugar habit once and for all. Free yourself of sugar cravings and do it now. Visit healthcoachdonna.com to find out more about the 7-day sugar detox program. Call 510-393-6225.
When you need quality auto parts, Auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Find a clear path to a vibrant life and finally feel happy in your body. A clear path to a vibrant life. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a step-by-step guide that works. A guide that fits into your lifestyle. Donna Parker's book, A Clear Path to a Vibrant Life, is that guide. It's easy and it lasts. You can start to be happy in your body in just 7 short weeks. So get your copy now. Visit aclearpathtoavibrantlife.com or call 510-393-6225. That's 510-393-6225.
Stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Health Coach Donna Show, and I'm Donna Parker. Now, I work with many patients and clients who are fatigued and exhausted. It seems to be just the most common issue of the last few years. Everybody who comes in is in some way fatigued and exhausted, and I really attribute that to the amount of our chronic mental and physical and emotional stress that we have in our lives, but also the environmental toxins in our environment that inundates our body on a daily basis. And when we're kind of under the constant barrage of stressors, your body can only take so much before it starts to feel the effects. And when you're under stress, your body is in sympathetic nervous system mode, and that's fight or flight, and that's really good if you need to survive running away from a tiger, but it's not good when your chronic state of stress is because your inbox and your voicemail box or whatever it is full, and you are always on call because now we have electronic devices and we'll never be able to not be connected to work or something that needs to be done. So that's the kind of chronic state of stress that your body never gets to rest. Now, when that happens, your cortisol is pumping out and your adrenals are going and going. Now, cortisol is a stress hormone, and your adrenals are these little glands that sit right on top of your kidney area. And so if you do not rest and repair, you won't get out of that cycle of exhaustion. So And then what happens is conditions like leaky gut or infections and allergies and nutrient deficiencies just kind of complicate the whole system. It's kind of like a cascade of things that happen. And when I work with people, I often look at their gut first because I always find that everything can be connected back to gut health, even your immune system and your mood. 85% of your serotonin, which is your happy hormone, is produced in the gut. So always look at your gut health. Now, fatigue and exhaustion, it's often overlooked in mainstream medicine. If you go to your doctor and he says you're tired, he might think, oh, well, you might be depressed, and he might prescribe something along that those lines. But when your body is not functioning at a high level, that's what's going to cause your adrenals to work even harder, those little glands. And over time, your poor little adrenal glands, they just have nothing more to give. And that's when you experience adrenal exhaustion. You don't want to get there because that is just flat out exhausted. One of the ways you can tell if how your cortisol levels are is you can do a cortisol saliva test, which takes samples of your saliva from the morning, a couple in the afternoon, and then one in the evening, because cortisol is supposed to be released at different times throughout the day. It spikes between 6 and 8 a.m., which is why it's really good to eat breakfast at that time. And then it kind of slowly goes down throughout the day until the evening when you're supposed to be going to bed, and that's when it should calm down. So when you're experiences chronic stress and then your adrenals are pumping out hormones constantly and then they're starting to get exhausted, this is going to accelerate your aging process and also cause chronic inflammation. Now, inflammation is necessary when you sprain your ankle, you know it turns red and it swells up. That's inflammation. But you don't, and that's part of the healing process. But you don't want chronic inflammation. That's where your body is just constantly inflamed internally, and you might not, you don't feel it, but over time, this is the root of degenerative diseases such as cancer, diabetes, and Alzheimer's. And that is not where you want to go. The sad thing is kind of once you reach the state of the adrenal exhaustion, then sleep becomes an issue. And if all you want to do is sleep, yet your sleep is such poor quality, your cortisol might spike up at night when you're trying to go to bed, and then you get interrupted sleep, and you never get a good restorative night's sleep. So what you can do to address this problem, just of exhaustion and adrenal fatigue, is you can go to healthcoachdonna.com, and I'm always open to making a free consultation. I do have a program to get you back on track and eating well and get your gut healed, which is going to bring up your energy. But what you can do at home, you know, in the meantime, here are some simple ways that you can start to heal your exhaustion. First off, start with journaling about what you would like to change in your life and why. Now, what would your life be like if you made this change? And once you have made that change in your mind, you can close your eyes and see your life change. So actually imagine it in your mind's eye as what you would like to change and how that would change your life. And that is a great exercise to start making changes in your life to be healthier. So also time your meals and don't skip your meals. You hear me say this all the time. Eat within 1 hour of getting up, and that's ideally between 6 and 8 a.m. because that does support the cortisol peak times in the morning. Always eat some protein and fat and skip the carbs. Really save your veggies and your any other kind of carbs that you might enjoy eating for lunch and dinner. Start your day with some protein and fat, and that's going to hold you through the day. Also, you know, remember, stop eating by 7 or 7:30 at night and go to bed at 10 o'clock. If you do just these couple of things, you're going to start to have more energy, you're going to start to repair your adrenals, and you'll see the change, and your energy will start coming up again. So the primary reason you don't want to go hungry is, so skipping meals or going 6 hours between meals, is because that's going to cause stress on your adrenals, and you don't want to do that. And your brain and body need your food to create energy. Now, during sleep, your blood sugar levels are going to decrease, and your cortisol is going to signal your liver to release stored sugar, and that's glycogen. So this is fine when you're sleeping, but it doesn't work so well if you go all day long without eating, because what you're going to do is you're going to keep taxing the liver, and that's not good for your body. It's also going to tax the adrenals, and that's not good for your body. So going long periods of time is just exhausting to several organs in your body, and you don't want to do that. So if your life is stressful, then you're already causing your adrenals to work extra hard and releasing cortisol in response to all the perceived crises that goes on in your life. So remember, you need to eat those regular meals that include fat and protein so that you can help support your adrenals. Now, when you do this, you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to have more energy. Now, if you don't eat dinner, say you work a long day and you're like, but I don't get dinner until 8 o'clock at night, then you need to start switching out. And what I often have people do is maybe do a protein shake for dinner and do it at the office before you go to work out. But really, you need to stop eating by 7 or 7:30 and getting to bed by 10. Now, if you're staying up till midnight, then what you need to do is just back it up 15 minutes per week. So if you go to bed at midnight, this week you go to bed at 11:45, next week 11:30, and so on. And back it up until 10 o'clock. And what you want to do is get to bed a little bit earlier and then read a book. Don't read an electronic device. Don't be on your phone or your computer in bed. Those will just disrupt your melatonin, which is what helps you sleep. So just read an old-fashioned book, or I think a Kindle reader with a certain light source is okay, but personally, I just think an old-fashioned book is the best way to end your day. And also do your meditation and your journaling before bed. This kind of can help you release your brain and the thoughts in your mind and help you relax so that you can get a better night's sleep. And it's really hard to avoid stress in your everyday life. So you need to support your body and end that cycle of exhaustion. One of the best ways you can do it is by starting your day with meditation and ending your day with meditation. And I love waking up and having meditation in the morning where I have a gratitude for how well I slept and kind of looking at what I'm going to do for the day and going through in my mind's eye, oh, I'm going to see these patients today or these are the activities that I'm doing today, and just kind of preview my day. I always see that I get an easy, safe drive here as well as a parking spot, and, you know, I kind of do those sort of things. My day go much better, and then end your day with some meditation. So those are some ways of reducing your stress and reducing your cortisol levels and repairing your adrenals so that you can have more energy and get rid of that exhaustion. Thanks so much for listening to the Health Coach Donna Show today. I hope you got some great information that you can implement in your life today. Remember to look up Doreen Virtue's chakra meditation. That could be a good app that you can find somewhere to help you clear your chakras and get better balanced. And remember the keys of keeping your exhaustion and meditating in the morning, eating good food, and getting to bed early. And just pick one thing that you can do this week and make a change in that area, because it's all about the small steps that lead to big changes. You can always get more information at healthcoachdonna.com. I've got lots of great, easy health tips there. And I so enjoy this hour with you, and I look forward to sharing with you on next week's show. Until then, one simple change can make an impact in the long range. Have a great week, everyone.